I mean, you could say that in some ways. Relaxing. Yeah, yeah, I had a daughter 2 months ago, so I'm very blessed. I'm done now. No more.
Are you sleeping much?
During the week I am, when I'm out here. I get home on the weekends, you know. I try to pick up the slack a little bit here and there, but it's all fun.
What's it been like adjusting to a new system, a new offensive line coach with a guy like Mike? How is he to work with?
I mean, he's a great guy. He keeps it loose. Make sure we work when we need to work, you know. He's a former player, so, you know, he has a better understanding of guys' bodies. And, you know, he knows when we need to rest. Best part is he really keeps the room loose and keeps it going. And, you know, me and Khalif, we police it, you know, to make sure the young guys know when it's time to work, we need to work. You know, when he's cool and we're loose, we're loose. But when it's time to work, we work. And I think we've been doing a good job of you know, being loose when he wants us to and working when we need to work.
Are you taking on, you talked about you and Khalif kind of policing the room. Are you, now that this is you're more established here, are you taking on more of that role?
I mean, Khalif's a man. He's been here for, what, 8 years now? I mean, you know, I follow his lead. But, you know, me being a veteran, playing a lot, I do speak up when I need to. And I mean, me and him are like, we're like this, so we feed off of each other. You know, if we see something, he might see it before me, I might see it before him. But, you know, we're doing a good job of policing the room and keeping everybody straight. And, you know, the good thing is, you know, the young guys are coming in, they're just catching on, they're just following our lead, and it's making it easy on us.
Jack talked about, you know, changing the culture and the mindset. What exactly is that mindset?
I mean, mindset, you know, it'd be hard-nosed football, physical football team, but smart at the same time. You know, we don't want to be out there hurting ourselves with penalties and stuff, but we're going to be a physical, you know, tough team. I think Jack brings that. You know, Coach Tice brings that too. And, you know, we have a big, strong offensive line, so we want to impose our will this year. And, you know, we did it at times last year, but that's what we're working so hard on. We need to do it on a consistent basis. And, you know, that's the plan going out.
You said during a radio interview that sometimes when Jack doesn't see what he likes to practice, he'll stop practice and say, you know, we're going to be the new Raiders. We're not the old Raiders. What do you think he means by that?
I mean, we're not going to be, you know, you get that little slogan when something goes bad, you know, it happens in life or any time, you know, something goes bad, you go, oh, here we go again. We're not doing that. Here we go again. We're starting new. We're starting fresh, and we're starting to get better. I mean, so like when stuff goes bad, he wants to make sure people are not saying here we go again. You know, we're not doing that. We're not taking any steps back. We're trying to take steps forward. So I think that's a big thing that he's trying to get across to the young guys and to the older guys. You know, this is a new way. Follow his lead, and you know, I trust him. I mean, he did a great job in Jacksonville. You know, turning that team around.
What's changed for linemen this year? What are you guys being asked to do differently this year than last year?
I mean, you know, just learning the offense is probably the biggest thing. You know, it's a lot of memorization in there, and you know, learning each offensive line coach is different. So learning, you know, Coach Tice has a different technique than you know Coach Pirano did. So just catching on to that, and you know, catching on, you know, he might want you to step a different way than you're used to, you know. But that doesn't take too long to do. But little things like that and, you know, learning new protections and learning new calls and new schemes, you know, that's probably the biggest thing. But, you know, I think we're picking it up real good and real fast. Him and Coach Holt, they're doing a great job of relaying it to us and getting our message across. And, you know, when they count MAs and, you know, we haven't been having that many, so that's a good thing.
It would seem like when this offense goes up tempo, you're going to have to be moving quite a bit, but at the same time, you guys could be running with power out of those kind of, you know, same personnel groups. Is that put a lot on your, you know, preparation to make sure that you're in tip top shape to be able to do everything they're asking you guys to do? Or
I mean, the shape, I don't think is a big thing because, you know, we did a lot of that last year too, right, you know, right. So. You know, I think the offseason is going to be the same mentality, you know, come back in the best shape of your life, I mean, and the best shape of the year, and that'll pick up on its own. But, you know, it is going to be a good variable, you know, to switch back and forth. But, You know, I'm not the offensive coordinator, so I don't know how much we'll be doing that and how much we won't, you know. But in practice, we need to practice it, because if we don't practice it, we won't be ready if we do it. So, you know, I think we're ready for anything right now.
Being without Derek Carr for as long as you've been without him this offseason, is that at all a reason for concern, or is it just so early that it's not a big deal?
I have no concern at all. Derek knows this offense almost as good as the offensive coordinator. And I have no worries in Derek. Derek still gets here, first person here in the morning. He's still out there calling out stuff in the back. He really has a good grasp for this offense. I feel like he needs to do what he's doing, take his time. You don't win games right now. You know, he'll be ready when he's ready. And I tell him that all the time. There's no rush. I know what he could do, and I can't wait to see his growth and how much better he gets going into this next year. I'm really excited.
You were one of a handful of guys at the end of last year that were sort of campaigning for Sperano, and because he did a lot for you, and you liked him as a position coach, and you liked him as a head coach. But as a veteran, you know things don't always go the way you expect they're going to go. What did you hope to see from the new staff, and what have you seen?
No, I love Sperano, man. We really built a great relationship. I still talk to him now. And, you know, one of the things he taught me that I knew already, but he really taught me again, you know, it's a business. And he knows that, I know that. And, you know, he's going to do great. He's a great coach. But, you know, with the new staff coming in, you know, when I heard they hired Jack and he was a hometown guy and, you know, he grew up a Raider fan, you know, I was excited about that. And then when we hired Coach Holt, played 2 years with him in Tampa, 3 years with him in Tampa, so I knew him, so I was excited to get back to work with him. And then, you know, I know a lot of people throughout the league, and I've heard nothing but great things about Coach Tice. So I was really looking forward to working with them. So when I found out all that, it was excitement. I couldn't get ready to get started. And now we're here working, and, you know, everything I thought is coming true, you know. Coach Tice is a great coach. Darío, he has a great mentality. He's a great coach, and everything I was thinking is coming reality. So I'm just working hard, just trying to get better because, like you said, we aren't going to be the old Raiders. We got to turn this thing around.
How's Rodney Hudson fitting with you guys since coming over?
Oh, man, he fits right in, man. He's a jokester just like us. You know, me and Khalif, we stay on him. We go back and forth. But, I mean, he's a great athlete, and he's going to be big for us in that middle. He's putting us in the right spot. He's great in space. You know, when he gets out there in space, he's great. He's very athletic, and you know, he's a big part of this offensive line. I'm happy to have him. I mean, he's been a very underrated player, and you know, watch him out here. You know, I'm like, oh yeah, you're worth every penny you got. You know, he's a very good player, so I'm looking forward to it. He's gonna man that middle, and we're gonna follow his lead.
When you come into the league, you know, a lot of times you have a choice for the team that you play with. You know, you play for who drafts you. You grew up a Raider fan. What does it mean for you and how you got here, you know, those years in Tampa and then leaving Tampa and coming here? What does it mean to you to put on that uniform?
I mean, it's great, man. I love being a Raider and wearing that black and silver. I mean, I love my years in Tampa, but if I could have set it the way I wanted, I would have started here, you know, because growing up a Raider fan, playing a Raider fan. But my fairy tale ending will be when I retire a Raider. We were winning, going to playoffs, maybe have a Super Bowl under my belt. You know, that will be a fairy tale ending. And everything happens for a reason. And I'm happy to be closer to home. I'm happy to be a Raider. And, you know, I'm trying to do everything possible to turn this thing around.
This is kind of off football a little bit. Did you have to fight somebody breaking into your home this offseason?
I mean, yeah, but that's in the past. Man, I don't want to even talk about that. But, you know, that's in the past. We got through that. And, you know, I don't wish that on anybody. And, you know, I hope nothing like that ever happens again.
You jumped on the Warriors bandwagon,
right? I'm still Lakers all day. I want the Warriors to win, though. I'm a big LeBron hater, so at least I admit to it.